For nonprofit organizations, funding is a constant challenge. Yes, maybe the sources are out there, but who do you talk to? Where do you go? How do you find it? Well, an organization on the Long Beach Peninsula is addressing that very problem now. Do Goodnicks is the name of the organization, and Robert Brake is its director. He's here to talk to us about Do Goodnicks this morning. Robert, thanks for stopping by.
Pleasure to be with you.
And Do Goodnicks, how did it start? Where do you get the idea? And where'd you get that name?
Do Goodnicks, if you remember Rocky and Bullwinkle and
Boris
Badenoff, the villain, he was a no goodnick. We are Do Goodnicks. Four of us organized this program a year ago to help nonprofit organizations on the peninsula connect to each other better and to attract resources like volunteers, grants, cash, goods, and services. Consequently, we set up three or four free programs for the nonprofits dealing with social networking and marketing primarily, and then moved significantly into programs to help organizations such as the Boys and Girls Club in Long Beach.
So if you're a nonprofit on the Long Beach Peninsula and you're thinking, "How, gosh, I need money and I need resources, I need volunteers," they can go to Do Goodnicks.
Do Goodnicks. Actually, we have a website called peninsulaconnects.com, which enables the nonprofits to post information and significantly request for immediate assistance. We can do it that way.
And what form does that take? How do you help them find these funding sources?
Well, they can list the information that they need to and put it on the website, and then through other Twitter and other tools, reach out to a significant population on or outside of the peninsula.
And do you have volunteers who go out and find these sources or connect the nonprofits with the sources via Twitter and Facebook?
Well, we have Kevin Hansen and Carla Hansen and my wife Gwen Brake. All of us work to help individual organizations such as the Humane Society, the Ocean Park Food Bank, the Boys and Girls Club, and other organizations reach out to attract the support that they need.
What are some of the examples of the organizations you've helped and how you've helped
them? Well, the Boys and Girls Club is our main focus of attention right now. My wife, Gwen, wrote a STEM Learning Center grant for the Boys and Girls Club. STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And the 21st Century Learning Grant was awarded the club to help them in two sites, Ilwaco and Ocean Park. And what happens is the program now, through that grant, will enable teachers and students at those two sites to use Lego kits and snap circuits, cameras, iPads, digital microscopes. A very exciting set of activities for them. And in addition, we also, through that grant, can attract volunteer STEM teachers who would receive a stipend for teaching a class or a lesson to the Boys and Girls Club.
Now, are these teachers drawn from the school districts, or are they retired teachers?
Well, they can
or?
Be anyone living on the peninsula or even here in, on the
they...
coast can come in and receive a stipend to teach a STEM class.
Oh, really? So they just have to have some experience in teaching that sort of curriculum?
Yeah.
Now, are these primarily elementary students or high school students? Or
These are primarily students in grades 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
Though the Boys and Girls Club does attract some middle schoolers, the primary attention is for the elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the other things that we're doing, starting today, actually, November 5th, is a unique event which celebrates volunteerism on the Long Beach Peninsula.
Uh-huh. And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's called Celebration of Community, which will honor Volunteers of the Year from, we hope, 15 to 20 individual nonprofit organizations on the peninsula.
Oh, really? So this is a big event.
This is a big event, and all the research I did, I could not find any evidence that it's ever been done before. Usually, nonprofit organizations will honor their own outstanding volunteers as individual organizations.
Right,
we want to bring them together so they can connect to each other, and we can celebrate the outstanding contributions they've made. So on Saturday, December 6th, at the Peninsula Senior Activity Center, we are presenting a show which runs from 6 to 10 p.m. And that show will include a social hour, a dance from 8 to 10 featuring KMUN's own Wayne Downing.
Of In the Mood fame.
In the Mood fans.
So this is going to be big band music.
He's going to play 30s and 40s big band music and maybe a little rock and roll. And we're also having a program featuring some outstanding musicians and speakers from the Long Beach Peninsula.
Now, let's look at some of these. Barbara Polshock.
Barbara Polshock is a legendary director, composer, musician. Larkin Stenz is a flute player, the Green Angel.
Proprietor of Green Angel owner. Farms.
David Immel is a star of Fiddler on the Roof, and he's going to be singing If I Were a Rich Man. That alone would make it worthwhile for people to attend. Steve Rogers is our county commissioner. Betty Snyder is the widow of
Sid Snyder.
Sid Snyder. Mm-hmm. Barbara Bate is a piano player.
Very good one, too.
Pete Hanner is a 98-year-old crooner who gets standing ovations.
Is that right? You've heard him.
I've heard him before. He's actually my... My neighbor lady is dating him. She's 78.
Oh.
So we have tickets that will be available for this special event, and we encourage people to attend it.
And what are some of the venues you're going to be selling those tickets?
Oh, places that the tickets are available will be Oakey's Thriftway in Ocean Park, Storm and Norman's in Long Beach, and Old Town Trading Post in Iowaco. Or they can order them through Do Goodnicks.
Your website?
Our website, or contact me at 360-665-2784.
And this is open to the public.
It's open to the public. Anyone 21 and over is invited to attend.
So it is a 21 and over event?
Yes, because we have fine wines and beer, homemade pretzels, homemade chocolate truffles, and homemade fudge.
Oh my gosh, starting to drool here. Yeah. Did you have local merchants and establishments donating
their time and their support from them, and we encourage more of them to support us. Organizations like Oakey's Thriftway, The Cove, Long Beach Golf Course have already made contributions. We're encouraging others to support us with party supplies or cash donations. Any surplus cash donations after our expenses will be donated to some of the nonprofit organizations whose volunteers are honored at our event.
Uh-huh. I'm curious, if I had a nonprofit on the, and is this strictly for Long Beach Peninsula?
Yes, but we could assist nonprofit organizations in the Astoria area or on the North
Coast.
We're primarily the peninsulaconnects.com website, and so we focus all of our energies at the moment are on the peninsula.
So if I'm a nonprofit, say, on the Long Beach Peninsula in that area, and I'm saying, boy, I really need some funding, how would it work? I would go to Do Good Nixon, and how would it...
They can contact our website or contact us via the phone numbers listed there, and one of us, there are four of us, and we all have very different skill levels. My wife is a STEM teacher who's been with the Astoria School District for about a dozen years, has created inventors contests and all kinds of exciting projects for the school children, as well as her activities with Boys and Girls Club. Kevin Hansen is a computer whiz, and he can help them develop social networking skills. And I have an extensive background in marketing, so I can help in that respect. So one of us can make ourselves available to the nonprofits who need assistance.
So if somebody wonders how can I use Twitter, how can I use Facebook, how can I use LinkedIn to go out and find funding sources, then Kevin Hansen would...
Kevin Hansen at 665-0802. He would be the person to contact.
And he would get in touch with the organization
and kind of walk them through. Yeah.
Can you help a nonprofit set up a website if they don't already have a website, or can you?
That's not an immediate activity that we are using, but we could if they needed it. There's plenty of assistance available, though. You can set up free websites through all kinds of other organizations outside of ours.
Now, how many volunteers are you going to recognize at your event on the 6th?
Well, I'm hoping we get 15 to 20 of them.
Really?
The invitation in today's Chinook Observer requests nominations from them by November 24th. And so they would contact me at my website or through a phone number or by mailing it to 1605 229th Street in Ocean Park. And we get the volunteers, and they will receive a handy-dandy button and a certificate.
Which you're wearing right now.
And, yeah, and they will also receive a great deal of appreciation and standing ovations. At this event, actually, one of my ideas as the MC is...
Oh, you're the MC for it.
I'm the MC, and one of the special things I want to do is... after the awards have been given and before the dance starts with Wayne spinning some really jazzy swing music, is to have everyone stand up and give themselves a standing ovation. I don't know if that ever happens, but I'd say everybody here, mm-hmm. because you're here, even if you're not a volunteer or a member of a nonprofit, deserves a standing ovation for supporting the concept of volunteerism.
Now, you've been involved in nonprofit organizations for a number of years, haven't you, Robert?
The last 30 years extensively. I actually was on the Tillicum Foundation
board for a year.
6 years on the Water Music Festival board, two of them as vice president and one as president, and way back in a number of other nonprofit organizations. So I'm hooked on nonprofits and volunteerism.
You're an old hand at this.
An old hand indeed, yes.
So this is going to be on December the 6th, coming up again. And venue and the time again?
The venue is the Peninsula Senior Activities Center, December 6th, 6 to 10. Tickets available at Oakey's in Ocean Park, Storm and Norman's in Long Beach, and Old Town Trading Post in Ilwaco. We hope people will buy tickets for the event. Ridiculously inexpensive for the entertainment and the good times we will provide.
And if you are a nonprofit on the Long Beach Peninsula, you can get in contact with Do Goodnicks
by going to our website, peninsulaconnects.com, or through the snail mail address that I provided in the Chinook Observer ad, and feature article in today's paper.
Great. Robert Brake, thank you for stopping by, talking about Do Goodnicks, and telling us about this exciting upcoming event on the Long Beach Peninsula. You are listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm David Paul, and for Donna Quinn here on Coast Community Radio, KMUN in Astoria, KTCB in Tillamook, and KCPB Warrenton Astoria. Of course, live on the web, and if you have a smartphone, you can get us by using the TuneIn app. We'll have a brief musical interval here, a little break, and then we're going to talk about the Astor Street Opry Company. We are back here on Talk of Our Towns on Coast Community Radio. I'm David Paul in for Donna Quinn. If you've lived in the Astoria area for any time at all, you know about Shanghai in Astoria. Did you know that it is the longest running volunteer
musical melodrama, original musical melodrama
in the United States?
They have melodramas that are run by equity actors and large corporations that have been going on forever, but this is the only one that
doesn't
pay the actors, and they come back every year doing the exact same show.
And of course, we're talking right now to Judith Nyland, and you are the volunteer coordinator and a member of the production committee. That just only begins to describe what you do at the Astor Street Opera Company. And Chuck Meyer, who is a member of the he's the chair of the fundraising committee and a longtime board member, the past president of the board of the Astor Street Opry Company. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you. And
so, wow. So how many years now?
We just celebrated the 30th year of Shanghai, and the Astor Street Opry Company was formed right about the same time as we started Shanghai. So it's 30 years old.
And Chuck, you were talking about how Shanghai got its beginning, which I did not know.
Dr. Del Corba, who still involves peripherally with the outfit, had a college class at Clatsop Community College, and this was a class project. And Liam Dunn, who's still in the area and still kind of wanted to now and then.
Very much so.
Aileen Nander, Judy.
Mm-hmm. Dave Bennett.
Edna Packard.
Greg Miner.
What's interesting is the number of people who were there at the beginning are still involved in the whole project. Long time.
And how long have you been involved personally, Judy?
29 years.
Holy moly. You've been there.
I don't know
almost.
Why. It just happened.
Because it's fun. And Chuck, I think you've probably been around an awful long time with it, too.
I've been, one of our sons, our middle son, was dragged into it by Judy, and he spent 12 years. Started off as a little kid waving in the background, singing songs, and spent the last 3 or 4 years as Max Crook. So that was 12 straight years where we didn't miss any performances.
Mm-hmm. Well, that seems to be the tendency. You see people get involved with it, and they stay involved with it.
We have a couple of families that have three generations, grandparents, parents, and grandkids all doing something. So it's our membership goes all the way from little kids to grandparents.
Now, a few years back, you took a big step, and you bought your own space. You have your own space after renting for a number of years.
Along with a great big mortgage.
Along with a great big mortgage.
Yes. Only way we could do it at the time.
And that entails, that's different from renting.
Yeah, we now have bills 12 months out of the year instead of 6 or 8 while we're in production. So.
But it was really important. I mean, when we lost the last theater, the way the town was changing, I've seen us through 4 different buildings renting. And the cost of renting and moving and changing, everything from marketing to setting up the stage to just getting people used to a building again, we just couldn't keep leasing and renting. We were slowly getting squeezed out of that. There just weren't big enough spaces for us. We looked for about 6 months trying to find a big enough space to house us. We looked into sharing. We looked into everything. And it just was the only way to go. If we didn't own a building, we didn't have a place we didn't have to move from, we couldn't create a yearly calendar. We couldn't create stability.
Right,
so it's slowly starting to happen. It's slowly getting there.
And being property owners also gives us something. We talk to grantors and say, okay, you're paying for building, so you'll probably be here next year or 5 years from here. When you're renting,
gives them a sense of permanence.
They have a problem giving money to nonprofits if they don't know if they're going to be there next year. If you buy equipment, what are you going to do with the equipment if you're not there next year? So anyway, so it gives a little stability along with the financial responsibility. So that's why we're doing this fundraiser we're setting up.
Let's talk about that.
On the 13th of November, we're going to hold our first fundraiser at the Event Center at 9th and Commercial. It's a dinner and auction, silent oral. Peter Roscoe has very generously donated his cooking skills, so we'll have an Italian dinner. And we kept the evening very reasonably priced. I can't tell you what it was at the moment.
And it's like the celebration community.
So, and I went out in the community along with the other members to ask for donations for the event. And over 80, probably pushing 90 people and companies said, what can we do for you?
Is that right?
And we have a mix of things you can bid on, and we also have a lot of what I guess you call events, stays in hotels with dinners, airplane rides, things you go enjoy. And we'll make some money on it, but you don't have to dust it off later at home. So we have a
it's not really gonna be interesting taking up mix space.
We have artwork from Clatsop College. We have artwork from out of state, from artists. Stuff's come in from literally all over the country.
Great.
But we have people like Lisa Ackerman, Sid DeLuca, Stan Wanilis. We're going to be using a painting that we had done by Bill Dodge, painted
oh, really?
An original uh-huh. painting mm-hmm. for us back in 2006, and he gave it to us as part of our fundraising campaign at the time, and we auctioned it off, and then it came back to us.
Oh, and so you're going to auction
so
it off again.
So we've been sitting on it for a long time. Now, we are going to put a restriction on it, like
reserve.
A reserve, yeah, because it's a pretty big deal. It's a full-size,
right.
beautiful painting, and one of a kind. So we have so many amazing things. It's great.
One interesting thing, I've got a friend in Portland who came up with a Portland hotel dinner and theater package. So not only do we have Seaside and Astoria package like that, we've got one, a really nice one in Portland. One I really had fundraising was we've got every golf course in the area, including the peninsula down to Seaside, have donated 4 rounds of golf. So somebody's going to be bidding on about 20 or 24 rounds of golf for every golf course, including Astoria Country Club, with carts.
Oh, and this is one
this
package.
This is one package.
This is one
this
package.
This is one
24
package.
24 rounds of
24
golf.
Rounds. So you can play golf from the South County all the way up through here, through
Man.
The peninsula. All next year, you don't have to play it in the wintertime. But I think that's
unless you're hardcore.
And we've got the Flying Sheriff and the Flying Dentist have donated
one Flying
hour.
Flying Sheriff.
John Reichel.
He's
now
the Flying Sheriff.
The chair of the Port Commission?
He's on the Port Commission.
Yeah, he's the chairman of it. And they've donated an hour for an hour ride in their private airplane for three people.
Who's the Flying Dentist?
Flying Dentist,
Dr. Bales.
Dr. Bale, Phil
okay.
Bales, retired. And they've longtime pilots. John's actually a commercial pilot in Alaska. For an hour, you tell them where they want to go, and for an hour, they're going to take you where you want to go for an hour up in the air.
Oh, really?
And,
any place you want to go?
Within an hour.
Yeah.
And we have several chefs have donated. One has donated a meal for 4 in your house.
That would be Marco.
Marco Davis.
Marco
and
you're
going to come to your home and cook it and supply everything. You've got to supply the wine, but he'll bring everything else.
Of course, just having Marco there would be part of the
right.
entertainment
and,
right in himself.
Chris Holland. Baked Alaska has got a sampling at his place, business for a group. So,
and the boat trip. We've got to tell him about the boat trip.
Dr. Dill Corbett, who was the progenitor, I guess,
oh, yes.
in term
uh-huh.
of Shanghai, has a really nice boat in Warrenton, and he's got a room for 6 to 8 people to take you out for a river cruise for an hour, and weather permitting, tides, whatever, but 1 hour on his nice cruise boat out in the river, and so that's another one of these events that you don't have to bring, come home and hang on your wall.
Right.
So we have a real interesting mix of stuff. And then somebody's donated some homemade Marionberry cordial. We got 2 bottles of that some local person has donated. So we got a little bit of
little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. He's been very busy. He's been seen all over the county.
Chuck has been out in that 28
Chuck.
Dodge?
Yeah.
27. But 27. Anyway, I've been busy for the last couple of months. But it's really nice, though, to see the response. Because there are a lot of other nonprofits doing similar things during the year, and not be given the bum's rush or anything. They listen and say, "Okay, and what can I do for you?" And it's just really—it's a real thank you to the community for the support by the people and the business. We've got stuff from private individuals, we've got stuff from businesses, so it's a mix, and it's just really nice to know what a friendly community we live in. That. Now, some people do cross the street when they see me coming down the sidewalk these days, but other than that...
And you're hard to miss, Chuck.
Chuck
is about 6'6",
really,
6'7".
Yeah, it's been really nice to see the response. Terry's waving at us.
He's waving. He's waving up 5 fingers. We have 5 minutes.
You know, Acoustica is going to be playing at
that's,
our event.
That was my next
my
question.
Dear friends.
What's Acoustica?
Acoustica, a musical international with Dolores, and she is a beautiful singer, and they sing everything from all different genres.
Dolores Villarreal.
Yes, all different genres and
all different languages.
And she sings in like 9 languages, and they've been gaining quite some notoriety around the county lately. They've really been performing in different places up and down the coast. They're going to come, and they'll be the background music, and then if people are still having a good time when the auction's over, they're going to step it up, and we could do a little dancing.
There we go.
Everybody needs to bring their dancing shoes.
Now, who's going to MC the event?
That's Rusty House.
Rusty House.
Rusty House, mm-hmm. Who's another local personality who we love.
My last image of him is him standing on stage playing Mama in a skirt combat boots with a cigar in his mouth. And I just about cried when I saw that. But, you know, another question, why should people support this auction, come to it anyway? Because it's the programs we put on. We have children's programs.
Yes. We have Junior Shanghai, we have
Teen
Turkey Shanghai,
and we have teen classes, and we have where the teenagers and kids can actually learn all of the production,
stagecraft, yes.
Lighting, sound, directing.
And that's right. I keep talking about Shanghai, but Astor Street Opera Company does a lot of other
general productions and lots of smaller fill-in things we do. We have seven regular yearly productions, and 3 of them involve kids.
Right,
yeah.
Including Scrooge in Astoria, which is in production right now. I have ages 7 to 14 in that show. And then we have all the adults who get a chance to do different variety of, like we just finished The Foreigner with Edward James, a mm-hmm. really great show. And Deke Weedy and Lamar Blackner have agreed to come back to do a 2-night improv of Holiday Music Magic. That's going to be coming up in
That's
December.
That's going to be a treat.
Kind of
two
like the Dean
only.
Martin, yeah. Frank Sinatra thing they did before
the
tuxedos
it's
and whatever.
The planning sessions. Yeah. It's going to be hysterical.
So
that sounds like a real treat.
The nice thing about the Astor Street Opera Company is no matter what your abilities or age level, we'll find a place for you.
That's right.
When I'd stay out of production, but I was there when they were casting one of the children's shows, and there was a parent was talking to a parent I knew, and I said, "Oh, he's really worried. His kid was really worried that she wouldn't get in the show." And I looked at him and said, "Oh, you don't know the secret." I said, "If you try out for the children's show, you're in it. There might only be 17 positions. We got 23 kids. There could be 23 kids on a stage. Nobody gets turned down in the children's plays. We find something for them to do.
Most adult plays, that's true, too.
Yeah, well, but not as much
you
as with the kids.
Get a lead,
we don't want any disappointed
kids.
But you can get on the boards.
That's right.
We don't want any disappointed kids walking out the door with tears in their eyes or anything because they were rejected. We just don't do that.
It's also a great place to learn, so that's what's really good. And then if people want a broader experience of theater, we try to provide some of that with some of our other shows, and they can go to other places. But it's a great place to start, especially the melodramas. Those are a great place to start.
I am sure that a lot of kids who have gone on. And Senator Betsy Johnson is going to be on hand, too.
That's right.
At the fundraiser.
We're very grateful to her support throughout the years.
Okay, so again, the event is?
Next Thursday, November 13th, a week from this Thursday, and it's at, tell them the time.
5:30, doors open at the event center at 9th and Commercial.
You can get tickets by calling 503-325-6104, or one of our other favorite supporters, Holly McCone Jewelry, mm-hmm. also is offering tickets in
on
their
Commercial
downtown
Street
location.
In Astoria.
So we are hoping that people will snatch up those tickets, and if they have something else they want to donate, they can contact Chuck or I.
325-7969. I'll answer day or night. So thank you for the time.
Yeah, well, really thank you for coming in.
KMUN is one of our favorite places in town. Yeah.
Well, Judy Nyland and Chuck Meyer from the Astor Street Opera Company, thanks for coming in and talking to us this morning about your upcoming first annual fundraiser. And that's about all the time we have for Talk of Our Towns. I'm David Paul. I've been in for Donna Quinn this week. Donna will be back next week, and stay tuned 9:30 next Wednesday for another edition of Talk of Our Towns.